try not to be a bad, bad girl, but you know, sometimes I may make you a little mad, but that just makes it great radio, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a special guest host. You can hear from him every Thursday. He is two-time congressional candidate in the 5th Congressional District, Tom Paulswitz, former small business owner today, and Navy veteran. Welcome back, Tom. We've been talking about these charges against Eric Adams before the break, New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The charges are, again, vast. They date back to before he was in office. They extend into this year, actions that were undertaken by the mayor this year. They involve basically like taking bribes from a foreign country is a way to put it. And you posited before the break that, listen, if these very high level officials are charged with, are indicted by a grand jury, that they should step down, that in general, this should be an expectation from voters. And I said, yeah, I generally tend to agree, especially if the indictment relates to conduct that is relevant to your function as an elected official, especially for chief executive officer elected officials, folks, I mean, mayors, governors, the president and the like, county executives, that sort of thing. But Tom, and folks, we want to hear from you as well. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Tom, any qualifications you want to put on that, given the specter of potentially a second Donald Trump term?
Yeah, I would say what you just mentioned, right? If it was something that you're indicted for while you were doing the job that you've been elected to do, absolutely, definitely, you should step down from that job. It gets a little grayer outside of that, but if it's pertaining to either you running for that position, right, or you, whatever's involved with that position in general, yes, you should not be really looking to either move into that position, campaigning for, and if you are in that position, step down. And those to me seemed, I mean, there's a lot of gray area, but that seems fairly cut and dry to me that this should be the way we do it. And I think Democrats generally have done that. You know, I think the last two instances, Bob Mendez, and like we've talked about, and then Eric Adams now, there's been some resistance because they've also found that they can keep raising money from people who believe they're innocent. And it's just one more way to grift on the way out.
Yeah, there is. I forget who is. It might have been you, Tom, but we were reflecting on the fact that running for office, because of the weakness of the Federal Election Commission,
yes,
provides an almost unchecked, nearly unlimited ability to enrich oneself. And once you're charged, even more so. Ron from Poinette, what do you think, sir? Should politicians that have been indicted relating to their work in office or how they got there step down? Should that be an expectation?
Yes. And another question I had, why is it politicians, when they go in, get elected and stuff, they don't have a lot of money, but when they come out, they're millionaires? I was just curious. How does that happen all the time?
Ron, that is a great question. I have some very specific answers, but Tom, as my guest host, I'll let you take Ron's question first.
I think it's a great question. My wife and I were literally just talking about this today. There are a number of ways to legally make money while you are in office, including an element of, you know, knowing what's happening across the board when it comes to different companies that you could invest in from a stock market standpoint. When you leave office, you can get hired as a lobbyist or work as a consultant for companies. You know, it's almost infuriating to see officials making money illegally while they're in office when there are so many different ways to make money outside.
Yes,
tons of ways to do it legally.
Why?
Right? Why would you put yourself, you know, maybe in the crosshairs of the legal system? Just do what everyone else does. I think it's too wide though. Becoming a lobbyist after working in government, there should be a cooling off period between that. But we see it happen all the time.
Well, Ron, a couple of very specific answers to your question, and it's things. Some of this stuff has bothered me for years. I've worked on the inside of government. I've been a chief legal officer to a jurisdiction. But let's be clear, campaign finance laws, very loose.
Yes.
So that is one avenue of enrichment. Most of the time, when you look at local political scandals, what you see are elected officials that mix or take from their political campaign war chest and use it for things that are absolutely clearly personal expenses.
Yes.
Now, what that's not showing you, Ron, is that there is this vast expanse of gray area expenses that law enforcement officials won't even get into because the campaign finance laws are so wishy-washy, right? So there's a lot that can be done with campaign fundraising. Folks can get paid to make speeches on occasion. And here's one of the big ones. And I'll tell you, when you see local elected officials, and I'm gonna throw some shade here at some Democrats, people might get mad at me, but before the maps were fixed in the state of Wisconsin, there was like this steady stream of local Democrats that would go to become state senators in our state legislature or state assembly people. And I often wondered, why are they doing that? Because Democrats have absolutely zero power in state government. I'll tell you why they were doing it. Even in the state assembly, where their annual salary is lower than it was to be a common council member in the city of Milwaukee, their per diem and their travel and expense budget was big. And so there is a whole, basically you can kind of finance a kind of jet-setty lifestyle as an elected official because you can basically bill back travel and expense for your quote official activities. And listen, people, that is pretty vague. It can be extremely broad. And it is not a partisan question.
Well, Maggie, and I'll jump in and say, to be fair, it's still not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And but I also would say that there were some members who lived very close to Madison who somehow were able to get that per diem on a regular basis.
Maxing their per diem.
Yes. But still, it's still a drop in the bucket compared to these other things that elected officials, once they leave office, could get paid for.
Ron, the last one I'll mention to you are the book deals in the private sector.
Yes.
As soon as you leave office, those are big money makers. Folks, Karina, Mark, if you're on the line, stay there. We'll take your calls when we come back. Our conversation continues with my special co-host, Tom Polzowitz. We'll talk about the risks of the America First agenda when we return on the Civic Media Radio Network.